ABC Radio Australia.
Now, after their latest meeting on the sidelines of the World Cup in Qatar, the Executive Committee of the Oceania Football Confederation have signed off on plans for a professional OFC league. The project has been in the works since 2019, but progress has been hampered somewhat by the pandemic, so now the aim is for the new competition to kick off in 2025. Meanwhile, a matter of months after signing his first professional contract, Vanuatu's national men's soccer captain Brian Kaltak has made a triumphant homecoming with the Australian club that gave him his chance at the big-time Central Coast Mariners. He and the squad flew into Port Vila this week for a three-match tour featuring games against Vanuatu's national club champions, the national development side and the national team itself. As Carl Evans reports, the appearance of the Mariners from New South Wales marked the first time that a professional soccer team had set foot in Vanuatu.
When the Central Coast Mariners announced a three-game tour of Vanuatu, it turned out to be an early Christmas present for the national team captain, Brian Kaltak.
I thought we were busy here when they announced our trip to Vanuatu. I was like, okay, well, let's go and relax, you know. I was so busy, like, people taking pictures, autographs, calling me to go here, there, and then I was, yeah, I didn't enjoy it because, I mean, they haven't seen me for quite a while. So, I respect it and I just keep them happy, make them whatever they want. So it was good. It was a short trip, but I did enjoy it.
It was the first trip to Vanuatu in 6 years for Kaltak, and much has changed for him in that time, not least the signing of a professional contract with the Mariners just a few months ago, a first for a Vanuatu player. And his coach, Nick Montgomery, says the homecoming reception for his new central defender was something to behold.
We're talking nearly 100 years. The significance of that is massive. And we were the first professional team to go and play a game in Vanuatu. So, yeah, it was an amazing experience and very humbling. And Brian's, you know, Brian is a national icon and is a real inspiration for not only Vanuatu, but anyone in the Pacific Islands that has a dream of becoming a professional footballer. So, you know, to witness that and witness the love that everybody has for Brian and admiration. Yeah, it really was a special occasion for that reason alone.
The Mariners played three matches in Vanuatu, including one against Port Vila champions Ifira Blackbird, who actually beat the A-League team 1-0. Montgomery says he was impressed by the talent on offer.
Number one, physically, they're naturally very good athletes. They've got good size, very quick. They've got a lot of raw talent there. What they don't have is a lot of opportunity. You know, there's only one Pacific Islander from Vanuatu that's made it in the A-League, plus Roy Krishna from Fiji. So that shows you that it's very, very difficult, you know, for A-League clubs to give up visa spots to develop players. So there is a lot of challenges there. Hopefully in future they can find a way. And they know the national team can really grow and travel and play in different countries more often to make sure they improve. Hopefully one day they can get to a World Cup. I know that's what they're dreaming of.
Kaltak hopes to make the pathway easier. During the trip, he met officials from the Australian and New Zealand High Commissions, as well as the Vanuatu government. He says he hopes to amend overseas work regulations to make it easier for young Pacific Islanders to pursue a football career overseas.
The one thing that I wanted and talked to the Federation over there is about creating pathway for the players to come here in New Zealand, because the thing that hard is the players to get a visa to come here in terms of playing football here. I made it here myself, so I don't want them to go in the same way as me. You know, I want them to help by the government. If they could get a work visa, that suits them for like one season in Australia, so it's just good.
Montgomery also hopes to see the A-League increase the foreign player cap to include an Oceania player for each club.
To make it happen, you know, there has to be an opportunity down the line where maybe, you know, one quarter player, sort of plus one player could be from Oceania, for example, and that would give you the opportunity to do that. But yeah, the rules and regulations within Australia, again, make it impossible to bring a young player in. You know, because obviously we want to develop our own players as well, but, you know, I don't see why, you know, there couldn't be a plus one quarter player to allow you to bring someone in from the Oceania region. So, yeah, I know there's been talk about an Asian player and stuff in the past. So, yeah, we'll have to see what the powers to be decide.
Kaltak says too many good players are being left behind.
I see this like every day, you know, good players that they're even better than me, that they haven't come this far. Way far, you know, but they had to focus with the families and jobs and things like that. So I was heartbroken when I sometimes seeing this. They really want to continue with their soccer career, but then this life, they have to take an easy exit and focus on families.
Yeah, it's a dilemma often in Vanuatu between sports and providing for your family. It's a story a theme we'll come back to later in the program. In fact, that was Vanuatu men's soccer captain Brian Kaltak, the reporter there, Kyle Evans. And just for the record, Central Coast Mariners, they defeated the Vanuatu national team by 1-0. As we heard there from Kyle, they lost to the national champions, the Fira Blackbird, by the same score. They also lost 1-0 to the Vanuatu development side. So interesting trip for Central Coast Mariners, and it will be very interesting to see whether that has any impact on Pacific players getting more opportunities over here in Australia in the A-League.